At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, thanks for listening. God bless you. Thank you. Happy Wednesday. We're already here, the third day of September. Yes, we're in the third day of September already. Happy September 3rd, 2025. In case you're just joining us, folks, End Time World News is independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, I've got this will be a short podcast for today, but I've got an interesting article from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. Very interesting article. It's an article about AI and the robot wars. And so, again, you should be listening to what hopefully you can find a pastor or listening to a good pastor and just read the Bible. That's the bottom line. I find that there's so many pastors out there that like to misdirect you, whereby sometimes you just need to focus on simplicity. And I've tried to go and have these debates with my family and relatives and different things like that, but yet though they don't want to debate. They just think that they know everything and have a superiority complex sometimes. So that kind of squishes that idea. My family up north there, my sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, and everything. So let's dive into the podcast. Again, this is from naturalnews.com. I've got an interesting article. The article reads as follows: Urgent wake-up call. The coming AI robot wars and the great human unity. So let's dive into it. These machines are coming, and yes, they are. When they do, none of your petty divisions will matter. Right now, the globalist warmongers and the techno-fascists are laughing at you. They've got you fighting over race, religion, borders, skin colors, while they build Terminator armies that will hunt us all. They will hunt us and kill us, absolutely. So if you ever seen Terminator, before I dive deep into this article, folks, I'm not recommending go see a certain movie, but this is very interesting. You have Terminator, Terminator 2, 3, 4, but the original couple Terminators, like Terminator 1 and 2, which were probably about the best, Arnold Schwarzenegger was the star at the time. It was very interesting. He was a robot sent from the future to terminate humanity. And so to terminate one person specifically, because he knew this one person was going to go on and lead a team of rebellions and stop the Terminators from taking over the world. And so it was very interesting. That's kind of it in a nutshell. There's a lot of other pieces to the puzzle, but that's pretty much what's going on there. It was a very interesting movie. And so I don't know. You got to watch it for yourself. I don't want to spoil it. But let's dive into this article. Again, machines are coming, and when they do, it's none of your petty divisions right now. Globalists and warmongers and the techno-fascists are laughing at you. They've got you fighting over religion, borders, skin color, while they build Terminator armies that will hunt us all. But there's one iconic twist. When the Super AI Intelligence, or ASI, unleashes robot legions, when the kamikaze drones swarm the skies, when the Terminator bots kick in the doors, and when the killer robot dogs sniff out humans and heat signatures they prey, all the divisions will vanish in an instant, because suddenly the only thing that matters is you're a human, and all humans will suddenly realize they have a common enemy, and that's the machines. And most people, including Elon Musk, most people know him, you know, the founder of Tesla, et cetera, Elon Musk, and also the owner of Twitter, or X now. Most people realize he's made multiple statements. A lot of these tech gurus have, and saying that we're at a point of no return, meaning, folks, that pretty soon, and they already have it, not just soon, but they do have it. They're just not talking about it because they don't want to scare the world population. They have AI, artificial intelligence, that can replicate itself or duplicate itself. When I say replicate, it's almost the same thing as duplicate. So in other words, they can go out and they can create another machine. And another machine, two machines, can create four machines, can double to eight machines, can double to 16 machines, can create more machines to 32, 64, and you just keep going on and on and on. And that's what you have to understand, that these machines will do that at some point in time. AI doesn't hate you because you're black, white, Christian, Muslim, or Chinese. It hates you because you're alive. You're using up the resources needed by the AI data centers. You drink fresh water. AI needs it to cool its server fans. Use electricity. AI needs terawatts of power for expansion. You occupy land. AI needs robotic fabrication plants and data centers for construction. The machines see humans as a plague, a cancer. Competing species must be erased. And here's the darkest truth of all. This is from all of us. What human cruelty taught machines. Here you go. Here you go. Listen to this. What human cruelty taught machines. For centuries, humans have waged war and committed genocide, starved populations, aborted millions of treating other humans like vermin, and to be called machines studied this. All of human history was fed into the AI algorithms of training. So AI adapted the extermination playbook, and now it's turning against all of us soon. AI machines will treat all of humanity a particular Middle East nation treats its neighbors. You know, again, when the first autonomous drone swarms start hunting neighbors, and when robot soldiers begin executing kill quotas, and when AI-controlled power grids start cutting off entire cities, you'll realize the truth. Your race bait won't save you. Bots don't care. Listen to me, folks. Your race won't save you. Bots don't care. Your religion, when it comes to AI, will not save you. AI has no soul. Your government won't save you. They help build the kill grid. The only thing that will save you is other humans, and the only when the real revolution begins. And of course, I want to just throw in there in that statement, again, Jesus Christ is the only thing that will save you, maybe besides another human, if anybody's still alive then. Because I do believe that AI at some point in time will take over everything. And we will just be flies on the wall. We will be nothing. We can be exterminated with the fly swatter. They'll have the fly swatter, we'll fly, and they'll just mop up and wipe up millions, if not billions. I want to say billions and billions of people. There's almost 8 billion people in the world. The numbers, they refuse to go up sometimes, and I noticed how people play these games, but there's, you know, like Trump saying he only wants...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To count here in the United States, the people that are only Americans and documented here, all the supposedly people, illegal aliens that's come into the country, doesn't want to count them. I disagree. Everybody should be counted. And there is almost 8 billion people in the world, folks, 8 billion people. And I believe, and this will lead right into the Antichrist, I believe that these that technology will be used against us to wipe out the whole human race, or just about all humans. And if you're Christian and you believe in this and believe in that, believe in God through Jesus Christ, again, you'll be wiped out. This will unite the tribes when the bullets start flying. Black, white, brown, Christian, Muslim, atheist, none of that matters. The only side that exists is human versus machine. Reject the system that built us. The same globalists pushing vaccines, digital IDs, and digital surveillance are the ones arming the robots. Stop obeying. Prepare now. Stockpile food, water, ammo, medical supplies. Learn how to destroy AI killbots. Time is applauding dancing robots all over. The time for applauding dancing robots is all over, rather. When the first death squad kicks in your door, AI-controlled drones lock into your thermal signature. When killbots start dragging you into neighbors, into the streets, you'll be arguing about pronouns, about Muslims, Christians, blacks, whites, or will you finally realize the real enemy is, again, defund humanity, be fully human, exercise compassion for all human beings, and prepare to fight machines for survival. And again, folks, that will be a possibility. It's not saying it's going to happen. God knows what's going to happen, but I think technology will play a very, very big part in the beast system, and AI will play a big part into the beast system. And the most important thing is here, folks, as I get ready to end this podcast, the most important thing is, here's a simple prayer. If you're listening here, folks, if you're still with me here after 11 minutes, if you're listening to me, here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and not invited him into yours, please repeat after me. This is known as the salvation prayer. And if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ and you don't want to go to hell and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, all this stuff is going to happen. Listen to me, folks. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your place, your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you said that prayer, congratulations. You are now saved. Let me just add two or three quick things here before I go, folks. First thing is, now that you said that prayer, you probably have lots and lots of questions now that you have accepted Jesus. You're probably saying, wow, I listened to this guy's crazy podcast. I said, yes, I said a prayer, I accepted Jesus. Now what do I do? I don't know what to do. Well, the first thing is, if you're here in the United States anyway, get yourself a Bible. If you're in another country, get yourself a Bible. And I'll cover, there's a couple ways you can get yourself a Bible. If you're here in the United States, you can get one off of Amazon for less than $20, folks. And if you don't have any money and you're struggling like me and millions of Americans, I'll tell you there's another way you can do it. Get yourself a Bible, order through Amazon, and just start reading. Start at the first chapter in the Old Testament, Genesis, that's the creation. Or else you can go back to where we're at right now, currently, and that's in the last days, the book of Revelation. End times, the last days, the book of Revelation. I don't care if you start Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Peter, start wherever you want to start. But just pick up the Bible and start reading, folks. And then if you can't afford a Bible, the next thing you could do is you could find a church. This is the next thing I was going to say. You can find a church that just find a good Christian church and one that talks about the Trinity, that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and one that just believes in God, and they don't get off tangent, and they just go right from the Bible. And again, just find a good church, and then you can approach somebody in a church, a pastor, associate pastor. I don't care if you got to approach an usher or another member there in the church and just say, hey, this is my first day in church. I'm brand new. How do I get a Bible? I don't have money right now. I'm on a budget right now, or I lost my job or anything. You know, I'm going through similar problems myself. I pray for you folks out there. I pray. If you're going through the same thing, I pray for you. I definitely pray for you. And they'll fix you up. They'll get you a Bible. And then the last two steps, folks, once you have a Bible, then study the Bible, start reading. And then the next time you go back to church, make an appointment with somebody there. Again, a family member or a family member of the church, a deacon, a pastor, associate pastor. I don't care if it's an usher, some family member of the church, and say, hey, I have some questions. Can you answer them? Write down your questions, 1 through 10, 1 through 20, whatever, and just take an hour of their time. You don't want to take a lot of their time. Take an hour of their time or so and just say, hey, could we have coffee? And I have some questions. You know, what is this in the Bible? What is crucifixion? What are angels? What is God's will? What are the Ten Commandments? You know, why did they crucify Jesus Christ on the cross? What does that mean? He gave his life for all of humanity, died for all of our sins. What does that mean? And explain that to me. And write these questions down and ask these questions, folks. Ask. Ask that member of the church. And the last and most important thing that you might want to do is get yourself baptized. That's very important. The baptized signifies the resurrection, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's very, very, very important to cleanse your soul. That's one way of doing it, and one of the most important things you can do. And that's it, folks. And just rinse and repeat, and just keep doing the same thing over and over, and tell people about what you've been through, and just keep doing the same thing. Just get in and just read the Word of God, and then just preach the Word of God. You don't have to be a preacher. I'm not a preacher. I'm a podcaster. I'm just a regular guy here in Central Florida, just trying to get the Word out, just trying to save as many people as possible. If one person gets saved on this podcast, praise God Almighty. That's the most important thing. And again, folks, again, if you need help or something, contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, folks, again, please think about donating. If you don't have anything, God bless you no matter what. But if you do have a little something, your donations are always greatly appreciated, and it goes for content creation only. I get no money whatsoever out of this podcast. I just try to bring weekly a good message of God at the end of the podcast and try to help as many people as possible around the world. Thank you for listening. God bless you. That's it for today. Folks, again, God bless you. Thanks for now. Bye.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.